Welcome back to Too Long Did Read It, everyone's favorite weekly exploration of the ups, the downs, the twists, the turns of Reddit.
Woo!
Ooh la la. Ooh la lee la.
All right. Well, based on what you have here, it seems like you went to a lot of advice.
No, I had a wide mix.
No. From what we have here right now, it seems like you did relationship advice. You went...
Don't give away all my subreddits I explored.
Well, it seemed like you were looking for advice.
No, I purposely had a whole range of things.
Maybe subconsciously you were looking for advice.
All right.
Do you feel like you need advice?
Not from you.
Do you feel like subconsciously you're searching? You're
lost?
What
are you doing?
I'm trying to create a theme.
Okay. Well, to be fair, one of them is from the subreddit relationship_advice. And this is very interesting because this is the first time I've seen it. But the post was removed because the moderator said, "This post has reached one of our comment/karma limits. The text of the post has been preserved below."
Whoa.
What does that mean? Does anyone know what that means?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
so
I
like
didn't
it
either.
Was causing too much of an uproar.
Yeah,
seems like it.
So then they made it so you can't comment on anymore, but you could still read it.
Wow, yeah.
Fascinating. So let's hope it's good.
Okay.
So the subject line, which is spicy, is "My best friend wants me, 33 male, to break up with my girlfriend, 35 female."
Okay, I'm listening.
And we start off with a bang. "So long story short, I consider myself an introverted, codependent vagrant."
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
What does that mean?
"I have a great job, 100K plus, no kids, average looking, but low confidence because I'm intellectual/serious, but my humor only works when it's with a crowd I'm comfortable with."
Okay, so you're unbearable to be around.
It's so mean, but maybe. "I also fall in love quickly. I had a bad breakup, which I'm over, in January of 22.
Okay.
Since then, I've messed around with a few, but caught myself with a single mom of two kids. She wasn't my type at all physically, but very sex positive and made it enjoyable."
Hate it. I hate this person.
I don't like this already.
I hate this person.
It's not good. "I accidentally knocked her up and was relieved when it didn't come to fruition because after she was pregnant, she was just miserable to be around."
What do you mean it didn't come to fruition? Is he happy that this person had a miscarriage?
It seems like it.
Yeah.
However, after breaking it off, I realized I don't have anyone else I text or talk to.
No.
I don't have close friends that are females.
Oh my God.
She pulled me back in and we started up again. Things have been good so far. It's been 2 months since we have tried again, and it's a simple and positive relationship.
Oh, my God.
She cooks, has her own job, doesn't expect me to pay for her kids. She wants to put me on our house, which is 25% paid off, so it feels more like my home or our house." Uh-huh. Oh, my God, after 2 months. Yikes.
Oh, my God.
"My best friend and her absolutely hate each other."
Uh-huh.
"Each one says the other manipulates me to no end. She has acted very protective of me and oversteps, I guess, almost maternally. And that sets my best friend off."
Oh, is it because you're a child? Is it because instead of having two kids, she suddenly has three?
I thought this person didn't have any friends. And that was the whole problem in the first
place.
Doesn't
have any female friends, I guess.
Oh, I misread. Mm-hmm. "Now that we are trying again, I was going back to my friend's house to grab the rest of my stuff and cat. But he shook me up, stating all the reasons I broke up the first time and I'm making a huge mistake. How I need to not rush in again and take things much slower. I did admit that the reason I rushed was I do want kids and a family. I'm 34, and yes, I know I can have kids whenever, but I do want to be around for the kid too. Because if you don't have a kid at 34, you end up having it at like 89.
And then you will die.
And then you die immediately. Mm-hmm.
Of course. You die right away.
"He told me he didn't want to interfere because it would be manipulating me. But based on how stupid I'm acting, he's taking away the choice from me and wants me to just end things because of how psycho she is. I'm kind of in a weird situation and don't know what to do. What he's saying isn't wrong. I've broken up with her more than once, but I get lonely and go back. I don't know what's in my best interest. TLDR, my best friend wants me to break up with my GF, who I've broken up with multiple times before."
You don't put the TLDR at the bottom. You put it at the top.
Here's the problem is
the
that
recap.
There, yeah, there are already two kids involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
So what is he, how does he behave towards those two kids? He's like, "I want kids." So, but like, because she's a single mom with two kids, are you invested in those kids? Are you hanging out with those kids? Do those kids see you as a father figure? Like, that's crazy to be I don't like that he's so back and forth with this woman, like moving in when there are children involved.
Yeah. And he did mention that she doesn't ask me to pay for anything. She pays for everything for the kids. And I'm just like, that tells me that he's not making any investment in the kids.
That's true, because he makes good money.
Uh-huh.
And also, like, so you're just going to move in there? That's what I said. It's like, oh, she's maternal. Oh, really? Because you act like a child. That's why.
You were waiting on that.
Yeah.
On that big, you kind of said it earlier and then you wanted to say it again.
Well, that's the thing. One. Yeah. That's the thing.
The thing is, I don't think they should be together, but the reasons that the friend is giving doesn't feel right either. Like, the friend is toxic too, saying that she's psycho. Like,
right. I think it should be, you shouldn't be with someone just because you're afraid of being alone.
Uh-huh.
And you shouldn't go back to somebody because you're lonely. So, yeah, it's not great.
Also saying she was unbearable after she had a miscarriage.
Come on.
No, she was unbearable while pregnant and became bearable again once it hadn't.
Once so it then over. How does he plan on having kids with this person in the future?
That's a great question.
Or kids, period, because, I mean, I guess there's other ways to have kids without being with the partner, but like, if you can't be around somebody pregnant, right? That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
If I'm ever pregnant, I'm going to be my absolute worst self.
As you should.
I'm going to be so physically uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because I'm already so physically uncomfortable every goddamn day. I'm physically uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
And you know how bad my acid reflux is going to be?
Mm-hmm.
I'm puking on the regular, just as a regular lady.
Yeah.
A pregnant lady, I'm going to be puking up day and night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Well, that's, and I'm glad that you know that, because I feel like a lot of people go in and they're just like, I want to have it. Like why? I would ask this man, why do you want kids?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my whole thing is like, if we're going to have kids, I have to be able to take a long time off of work because I don't think that I'm going to be like flourishing during that time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going
to be hunkering down and trying not to scream.
Right, sure, the whole time.
I'll need a maternity leave that starts at conception.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, I like so that. Funny. I actually like that.
I think that's right. I think that's
how
right.
It should be.
I know. I can't be building a human and working. Mm-mm. It's too much.
No.
Oh my God, I love this comment. I've spoken more fondly about a conveniently located tree in the rain than you're speaking of your girlfriend.
Hi everyone, Allison here. Anyone who knows me well knows that I love to read. I am always looking for new books, and that is why I'm so excited that this episode is sponsored by Book of the Month. Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and to promote the work of emerging authors. It was so fun for me to get to pick which book I wanted to read this month and have it shipped right to my door. Book of the Month makes it easy to decide which book to read next. Each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles. They pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All the books are good, so you can't go wrong. Every aspect of the Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. They have a highly anticipated release at the beginning of each month. Books are delivered in this really adorable bright blue box, and there's a fun app to help you pick your book and track your reading process. They also offer great values on new release hardcover fiction. It's much cheaper than other options. Shipping is always free, and with a loyalty program, you get rewards and even lower prices the longer you stay as a member. My first book from Book of the Month was The Husbands by Holly Gramazio. I am tearing through this book. It is so fun. It's basically about this woman who one day comes home and there's a husband in her apartment, and she's like, "Where did you come from?" And then she figures out that every time her new husband goes into the attic, a new husband comes out, and she's like shuffling through all these different husbands from the attic trying to figure out which one is the best. It is right up my alley, and I love it so much. So if you want to take part in Book of the Month and have a brand new book shipped right to your door every single month, go to bookofthemonth.com and get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That's $5 off with code PETALS. I cannot recommend this enough.
Has dealing with stress and trying to get more focused a New Year's resolution you haven't cracked yet or don't really know how to fix? I have a lot of trouble staying focused, and I also get super stressed out, and I think that not being able to stay focused really dovetails with that. So if there was a way for me to keep my focus that didn't also cause my brain to get so scattered with stress, I would love to be able to fix it. I sometimes can't focus on the task at hand because I'm so busy realizing that there are things I need to do on the Just Between Us Instagram account. So I'll be like fully writing something and all of a sudden my brain will go, JBU Instagram, have to post on social media. Truvaga is a handheld product that stimulates the vagus nerve to improve overall health and wellness. Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps to balance and strengthen the nervous system, which reduces stress, increases focus, improves mood, and improves sleep. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore and uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. Its utilized technology is the most clinically studied and tested vagus nerve therapy available. Customizable sessions are only 2 minutes long. Recommended usage is one session in the morning and one at night. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions, which, if used twice a day, will last approximately 6 months. It's drug-free and easy-to-use therapy to help improve your health. No app or phone is required. We offer free standard shipping, payment plan options, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's only available in the U.S. at this time. Visit Truvaga.com, Truvaga.com, and enter promo code JUSTBETWEENUS to enhance your wellness journey, support this podcast, and receive $15 off. That's Truvaga.com. Check out promo code JUSTBETWEENUS.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you all about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Right before I found out about this project, my mom made an offhand comment about wanting to write a memoir because she had such a wild childhood and there are all these things she's never really talked to us about. But asking someone to sit down and write a memoir is kind of daunting. So then I got her MyLifeInABook.com, and now she's getting prompts to answer on a weekly basis, and it's a lot easier than just undertaking an entire memoir. I'm so excited to see what my mom does with MyLifeInABook.com because she's someone who doesn't always feel comfortable just sharing about herself, but having these prompts and knowing that I really want to hear her answers is going to inspire her to probably share more with me about her life and her upbringing than I've ever been shared with before. So I'm so excited for that. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code JUSTBETWEENUS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code JUSTBETWEENUS for 10% off today. So I guess continuing with this advice roller coaster that we're on, I also looked up legal advice. So for legal advice, this was posted 7 years ago. So maybe the laws have changed. Unlikely. Why does it say MA in brackets? What does that mean?
Massachusetts, maybe. Massachusetts. To be like legal advice.
Oh, for yeah. Massachusetts.
For Massachusetts.
That's interesting and smart because the laws are different state to state.
Right, mm-hmm. Of course.
Title, Post-it Notes Left in Apartment.
Oh my God.
On the 15th of April, I found a yellow post-it note in a handwriting that wasn't mine on my desk, reminding me of some errands I had to do, but told literally nobody about. While odd, I chalked it up to something I did in my sleep, thinking maybe in my half-awake state, I scrawled it so it didn't appear to be my handwriting. I threw it out and thought little of it.
No.
I would think quite a bit of that.
Me yeah. too.
If yeah. I'm not a normal sleepwalker, mm-hmm. I'd be like, this is strange. No. On the 19th, I found another post-it note on the back of my desk chair in the same handwriting as the previous note, telling me to make sure I save my documents. Ooh, that's ominous.
Yeah.
I was freaked out, but there were no other signs of a break-in. So I set up a webcam in my house, aimed at my desk, and used a security cam app for it to record after detecting movement.
I would never sleep in that house again. Absolutely not.
You'd move right away?
Absolutely move right away.
Wow. On the 28th, I woke up to another post-it note, this one saying, our landlord isn't letting me talk to you, but it's important we do.
What?
This is spooky, right? I immediately checked the webcam's folder on my computer and found nothing from the night before, but my computer's recycling bin had been emptied, which I am certain I did not do recently, indicating someone had noticed the webcam and deleted the files. They were just saved straight to a folder on my desktop called webcam.
Okay, that's not incredibly savvy.
That might have been where they went wrong. Today, on the 1st of May, I found another post-it note, this time on the outside of my door with nothing written on it, and there also appeared to be post-its on many other doors in my apartment complex, all blank in varying colors. Do I have any legal recourse here? I have no proof except for the post-its, but those are written by my pen and on my post-it notes, so conceivably I could have faked them. Would contacting the police get me into any trouble if they can't determine an outside source for this? I just want to make sure I'm not wasting anyone's time.
Oh, my God.
Should I consult my landlord, those living in the complex?
Plot twist.
I pulled up a letter I received from my landlord back when I moved in, and the handwriting is identical. Could this count as evidence?
I call bullshit on this whole post.
I do too. This is like a scary story.
Yeah.
Where did it lead?
Well, I think, again, people actually are it was carbon monoxide poisoning.
Really? Please see a qualified therapist ASAP. Someone said, oh, yeah, people are like confusion, memory loss, blah, blah, blah. But then, But
did you see that the poster said, I have had really bad headaches and I actually already do have a CO2 detector. Guess I should probably take that out of its box and plug it in again. It's a troll. This is a troll.
But they made this big update that said I had CO poisoning and thought my landlord was stalking me.
Okay.
But so we don't believe it.
I don't believe this. I believe it's all a lie, especially because their name is R. Bradbury, 1920.
Ray Bradbury, science fiction writer.
Yes.
Okay, how about this? Plot twist. He is the landlord. He owns the building. The handwriting is his own. When he's high on CO2, he walks around leaving post-it notes to the other tenants' doors. He somehow managed to sign the lease he created. Whoa. Okay, now here's the thing. It is possible, like, people have keys to your place, like landlords and maintenance people and whatever. Like, it is possible for a landlord to be sneaking into your apartment when you're not there.
Yes.
Absolutely it is.
So there is, like, if you do see things, like, kind of being moved around and stuff, like, your landlord could be sneaking into your apartment.
Yes, but also in the story, the landlord is reminding the writer to do things that the writer has not told anybody.
No, I'm not saying in this story.
Okay.
I'm not saying in this story, but I am saying, like, in life, the landlord has a key to your place.
Yeah.
Do either of you have any chores you have to do you haven't told anyone about?
I always have chores.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, for sure.
Like what?
Well, if I tell you, you're going to leave a post-it note in my house.
Exactly.
With me saying it.
No one's falling for you, like, spoofs and goofs.
Yeah, you like pranks and goofs.
I don't prank that often.
Yeah, but you talk about how you like them.
And you want to. Uh-huh. You want to do more. And what am I going to do? Give you opportunities?
Right. Set you up.
Fine. My chore that I've... Oh, I don't have any. I tell John all my chores.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't. I have a lot going on in my brain.
I have a notes in my notes app. I have everything written down.
Me too. Yeah. I do too.
Push
I gotta get
dot to finish it.
You have it in the notes app, not like in a check. Yeah, I put mine in my notes app too. Alex is like, why don't you make like a checklist?
But the notes app has a checklist.
Yeah, I guess he just was like, why don't you have like a Google?
Well, because you know why.
Oh wow, interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm being sold to.
Yep.
Doesn't benefit him in any way.
I also searched for revenge.
Yes.
Thinking that that would produce some good stuff. And I found a subreddit called Pro Revenge.
I'm in that one.
Of course you are.
I love revenge.
And the subject is greedy owner tries to rip off my friend, ends up paying him double.
Yes.
So I have to say that's how you write a headline.
Yes.
We know where it's going. We know who the enemy is. We know who we're rooting for. We know there's a happy ending. I got a lot out of this headline.
Good job. Satisfaction tall 1572.
44 days ago.
Not that long ago.
They write, my first job out of college was for a local TV station. The owner was, and still is, the worst human being I've ever met. This guy has money, but he will cheat and lie anything to get out of paying his bills.
That's why he has money.
You know, my dad never speaks poorly about anybody, like to the point where it's kind of annoying. Like, we'll be shit-talking somebody, and my dad won't say a goddamn word.
I couldn't live with that.
What does he say about me?
Melissa, he doesn't talk about you. But he had one boss that he fucking hated. And wow. He'll be like, I hate that guy. Like, I think my dad's only hated like two people in his whole life, and one was a boss.
Wow.
Can you imagine living like that where you don't say anything bad about anybody?
That's I could not date. I have problems with friends who won't shit talk. And I'm like, you gotta give me something.
Yeah, it is difficult. It's less fun. Okay. When I started working there, the owner had just signed a contract with DirecTV to become part of their broadcast package. Since they were at the time purely a local TV station, this meant that we had about 2 months to upgrade our system so that we can start broadcasting to DirecTV customers in the entire Bay Area.
Oof.
Every day that we failed to do this past the deadline means the owner would suffer a penalty per the contract. Not knowing about how any of this works, the owner hired a friend of mine to come in as a freelance consultant. My friend told him that for about $15,000 USD, he can get a system that will automate the entire process, which, of course, this guy didn't want to pay. He tasked my friend with finding a cheaper way, around half, and to pay for all the hardware up front and get reimbursed later. No, don't do that. No. Knowing what a piece of shit this guy is, I warned my friend not to front the money because he wouldn't get paid back. The guy just smiled and said, watch me.
Okay, ethical scam coming. I can feel it.
So he made it work. We went live on schedule and the owner was happy. Then my friend went in and presented the guy with the bill. Immediately, the usual excuses start. Oh, I'm a little short this month. Can I pay you later? Etc., etc. Then my friend pulled out the trump card. I'm so excited. I feel excited. Not only did my friend threaten to take all the equipments back and take the station off the air, he reveals that in order to get the uplink working for cheap, someone had to come in every day and code the broadcast manually.
Oh my God.
It's not a terribly complicated procedure. It takes less than 5 minutes. But of course, no one else at the station knows how to do it but him. So either the owner can pay him what he's owed, plus a $2,000 per month consulting fee, or the station goes dark and he starts paying the penalty to DirecTV. The fucker paid fast. So instead of the $15,000, he ended up shelling out more than double that amount as my friend lapped up his $2,000 per month fee for close to a year before he felt bad and finally taught someone there how to do it. Moral of the story, only thinking about short-term gain will always cost you more in the long run.
Wow.
I love the idea that there's a requirement that every Reddit post should end with a moral of the story.
Yeah, I think so.
Regardless of what the post was.
That would help us. I think that would help us. Pro revenge is great.
I don't think I would necessarily think that was the moral of that story.
What would the moral be for you?
It would be outthink there's ways. Capitalist. Yeah, like outthink the bad guy, or like, you know, yeah. The bad guy can get got. The bad guy get can outsmarted. Be got too, or something.
The bad guy could be got too. Write that as your next book.
Bad guy can get got.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll collaborate.
Someone wrote, I would have kept doing it. $2,000 a month for 5 minutes a day work. Easiest $2,000 of my life.
But then it's like, do you have another job? Because you have to go there every single day.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I like pro revenge. These are things that are not necessarily illegal. They're just like, you're just able to do it and win. And I definitely enjoy another subreddit called Malicious Compliance.
What's that?
Do you know that one?
No.
It's where the person told you to do something and like you have to do it, but you know that it's going to, like when someone says you better move out of this office and you take everything with you that's yours. And then you go, okay. And so you just take the blinds, you take the, you know what I mean? Like you're complying, but it's like in a way where you're like complying to the literal T. And it benefits you.
Yeah, but anything that's yours, the blinds weren't yours.
I'm not explaining it right, but it's like where you just, you do what they say, but they're not
thinking about how it will screw them.
Right, exactly. So you're like, okay, I'll do it. Like it's a lot of times bosses saying, you need to do this. and you need to put every blah, blah, blah in this. And then the person's like, okay, and just puts every single thing. Like, it's very, hold on, let me look it up and I'll explain what it calls itself, because it's got 3 million members. Okay.
3.6.
Wow.
People conforming to the letter, but not the spirit of a request.
Oh, that's fun.
So, like, okay. So here's one. Where I work, part of my job involves getting specific numbers of specific parts off the shelves and giving them to my coworkers to assemble. The other day, one fellow in particular, let's call him Luke, came to me. Hey, you know when you pull those four parts from here and those other parts from over there? They look the same, but those four are a little different inside. They need to go in separate spots. So I'm wasting time peering closely to identify them. Can you put those four in a separate bag? Sorry, didn't think of that. Sure. So the next time I got one of those sets for him, I made sure to do exactly what he said. Each one of those four parts was in a tiny Ziploc bag, and the four of them together were in a bigger Ziploc bag. And just for good measure, all the parts in that group wound up in an even bigger Ziploc bag. A little bit later, he comes back and finds me again. Hey, yes, I know it was you. They don't all need to be in their own separate bags inside a bigger bag inside a bigger bag. Me, but you wanted them separate, and it was just for this time. Luke, yeah, yeah, I knew right away it was deliberate, and I laughed. Good job.
How I feel about that.
Like, it's just stuff that's
no, but like what that specific thing that that person did.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like a annoying dumb prank.
But like, was it good spirited or mean spirited? Because it kind of seemed mean spirited for no reason.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Me it's either. Just some of them are better. Like,
I feel like that person was just being a good communicator about how to make their jobs better. And then he got punished for it.
Yep. I agree with Allison on that one.
I'm not agreeing with this person. I'm just saying it's super funny. Like,
well, I don't find it funny. Because I think
but
it's
malicious like compliance.
Malicious compliance as an overall concept is
funny. Yeah. Yeah. I also am a member of that was like a bad example, but if someone could write in and give a better example of malicious compliance. Has dealing with stress and trying to get more focused a New Year's resolution you haven't cracked yet or don't really know how to fix? I have a lot of trouble staying focused, and I also get super stressed out, and I think that not being able to stay focused really dovetails with that. So if there was a way for me to keep my focus that didn't also cause my brain to get so scattered with stress, I would love to be able to fix it. I sometimes can't focus on the task at hand because I'm so busy realizing that there are things I need to do on the Just Between Us Instagram account. So I'll be like fully writing something and all of a sudden my brain will go, oh, JBU Instagram, have to post on social media. Truvaga is a handheld product that stimulates the vagus nerve to improve overall health and wellness. Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps to balance and strengthen the nervous system, which reduces stress, increases focus, improves mood, and improves sleep. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore and uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. Its utilized technology is the most clinically studied and tested vagus nerve therapy available. Customizable sessions are only 2 minutes long. Recommended usage is one session in the morning and one at night. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions, which, if used twice a day, will last approximately 6 months. It's drug-free and easy-to-use therapy to help improve your health. No app or phone is required. We offer free standard shipping, payment plan options, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's only available in the U.S. at this time. Visit Truvaga.com, Truvaga.com, and enter promo code JUSTBETWEENUS to enhance your wellness journey, support this podcast, and receive $15 off. That's Truvaga.com. Check out promo code JUSTBETWEENUS. I also like one that's called illegal pro tips.
What is that?
It's like, what do I get like revenge or I want to do this thing and I don't care if it's illegal. Just tell me what to do.
That's allowed?
Yeah.
Is there like ways to like murder people on Reddit?
Probably.
I once directed an audiobook. This sounds like something that someone could easily do where, well, not easily because you have to have a lot of money, but they found people that confessed to things on Reddit. And then invited, like, made sure that they had some type of notoriety, like, in the public, like, searched it and figured out who the person is. Kind of like on Catfish when they revert and then look up people's name. And then had those people go to an island and made, and it sounded like something kind of like Firefest. And then one by one, each one of the people were killed on the island. But every murder looked like the previous person had committed the murder.
Oh my God. Wait, what? That it's amazing.
Yeah.
This it's an audiobook.
No, no, oh, no.
Fiction.
No, I said it was a fiction audiobook.
Oh my God.
That yeah.
That's like some Agatha but Christie
somebody
stuff.
Somebody could do, like, it could be done. You just need the money to pull it off.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Well.
So I found this pro tip thing.
Okay.
And it says legal life pro tip. Carry a blank hand grenade with a working pin with you. Pull it out when you are in trouble. No one will touch you and they will go away.
See, that's kind of up my alley.
I'm not really sure if this is legal everywhere, but I think you can go away with saying it's a hobby thing. A pin you can remove might help in some cases.
That is so funny.
That's this so is dark.
Terrifying.
That is so funny. That's the type of stuff I like. It's basically like an illegal pro tip is a tip that could significantly improve a person's life, but whose legality is highly questionable. As you may have guessed, these tips are works of fiction and are purely hypothetical. Do not try to recreate these scenarios at home. They are just for the sake of entertainment. But that is 100% a lie. Or how can I damage a dictatorship over the internet? By any means necessary, as much as possible. I don't know what that means.
Replay that.
First, sorry if my English is bad or if it seems like a troll. This post mainly concerns Myanmar, which has been under military rule since 2021. I am not Burmese, but I have connections with the area. And along with the news and publicly accessible resources, I have heard some horrifying things from people I know. I want to cause as much financial and personal damage to the Tatmadaw government and officials as possible and hinder their activity as much as possible. I also want to do the same to their major supporters like China and Russia, if that would achieve anything. What are the best ways to do this through the internet? I should add, I'm not some random person with no idea what they are doing and try to be a hacker. I actually have knowledge of the situation, and while I want to get started and get results quickly, I understand it could take some time. I also probably know what I'm capable of on my own and could probably construct some form of malware and send it to someone. What groups or individuals should I reach out to for help? Have any of the rebel or NUG related groups done things like this? Thanks for reading, and please post suggestions.
Wow. That's, do people post suggestions?
Yeah. Someone was like, go to the government's website and leave a scathing review and 1-star rating. Someone said, create misinformation about mid-tier government officials and supporters that they are involved with whatever the regime hates. Hmm. Use accounts in local community groups to spread the misinformation. Hopefully this will result in purges of mid-tier governments so things can slowly start to collapse. If you find anyone that slightly agrees with your stance, support them in their ideas. Give them confirmation bias so they'll be bolder. I don't know. I'm not the CIA, but the above worked pretty well for the Russians in 2020.
Wow. Oof. That's wild.
Wow.
Okay. I think we learned
some way things, too much.
But that hand grenade thing's gonna stay with me.
Yeah.
But it's kind of genius.
It is, but
I feel like I feel like it would only work if you had pissed off a stranger. Right? But like if you're in trouble with your boss and then you bring out a hand grenade, they'll leave in that moment, but your life's still gonna fall apart.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you'll get fired.
You'll get fired.
Oh, I guess if you're at work. I was thinking that if you were just like on the street and you pulled the hand grenade and then the person left you alone.
But I just said it would only work with strangers, not with anyone you'd have to see again.
Right, because they might say, was that hand grenade real? But could you use it with a coworker?
No. You couldn't use it with anybody you'd have to interact with again because they would report you to the police. Mm.
But if I held a hand grenade and said, leave me alone, you would go right to the police?
Well, I would cut you out of my life. Like, Gabe, like, made it seem like they were going to blow me up, that would kind of cross a line for me.
Yes.
I guess a hand grenade is dramatic.
Yeah.
It's not just dramatic. It's threatening you with a deadly weapon.
Right. Like, I wouldn't know that it's not real.
Yeah, I guess it's just like, I guess you could just, like, have a conversation.
Okay.
Like, I guess you could just be like, I don't really want to hang out. You don't have to pull a hand grenade.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so tired.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of funny to be like, to just be like, oh, a hand grenade's really dramatic. Like as a way to handle conflict.
Okay.
But you could just have a regular confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just the idea of like being like, oh, I could have a regular conversation, but I think I'll just pretend to pull out a hand grenade.
But there's just so many things that could go wrong.
Exactly. It's entirely wrong.
Yeah. But some conversations are awkward enough where it's worth it.
That's what I'm saying.
Just kidding.
Just drop a smoke bomb and leave.
Ooh, a cherry bomb.
Because that's, you know, it's not, nobody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, you throw a smoke bomb and you disappear like a magician. Yeah,
like the bomb, the smoke bomb creates enough diversion so you can just leave.
I would be afraid if there was suddenly a smoke bomb. I would think there was some sort of attack happening.
Yeah, but then investigation shows that there wasn't.
Right.
You still in your body have experienced the feeling of thinking you're under attack.
That's true, but it's still less than a grenade.
And you would have, you would feel in your body the feeling of being under attack if you had to handle such a tough confrontation.
Or the person that you're having the confrontation with said smoke bomb, drops it and then leaves. And you're like, oh, it's a smoke bomb.
Or
well, then you could just shout bye and just leave.
But the thing is you're creating the diversion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And also it's just funny.
It's the drama that you want without the harm.
That you want?
No, I don't want the harm.
I'm just kidding.
Without the harm that a grenade has.
Right. Okay. Let's move on to Reddit or Not, where we try to stump Reddit by thinking of something that has never been on Reddit before.
Okay.
I think it's my turn. I think it's your turn. Yeah.
So this is a callback to our live show because Allison did a very funny hypothetical on that show. And that led to me and our guest, Jacqueline Moore, somehow coming to the phrase cuckolds on Mars. And I would like to know, I've been thinking about it. It's the phrase has been stuck in my head. And I would like to know if there is anybody else who has thought the words cuckolds on Mars.
Let's see. Cuckolds and our hot wives.
No. Mm-hmm.
Do we think we human beings will be able to live on Mars by 2030? Not looking like it. Sorry.
But
cuckold stuff in the Green Mile. I watched the Green Mile recently. And I guess there's just some cuckold stuff. I don't know. You might have done it.
Hold on.
Oh, Melissa's searching even more. You think it's going to be a porn that takes place on Mars?
Yeah.
And you're going to find it?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Did you? Oh, Melissa saw too much. Melissa saw too much. No?
No.
I did it. I win.
You won.
What do I win?
The show's over.
Oh, okay. There is a film adult film actress whose last name is Mars, and so when you put in cuckolds,
okay,
so there is stuff.
If there's stuff of her in porn about cuckolds and her name is Mars, I think that counts.
Yeah, I guess it does count.
On Reddit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I guess it counts.
Yeah, the show gets to keep going
because you can do any interpretation of those words.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. Well, the show gets to keep going.
Thank God. Thank you all so much for joining us on this roller coaster. We'll be back on Wednesday with a full episode of the Just Between Us podcast and back next Monday with another Too Long Did Read It.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just Between Us is a Gallison production hosted by me, Allison Raskin.
And me, Gabe Dunn.
Produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond Imprint Productions.
Edited by Coco Lorenz.
And production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.
Brendan Burns composed our killer theme music.
Join our Patreon to watch full episodes and listen ad-free. The link is in the description.
And make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Discord, and Reddit.